Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. This is the year of St. Joseph, and so I'm pleased to present the next episode in our Wednesday series of reflections on St. Joseph by the men of our St. Luke parish family. This week, parishioner John Burns shares with us his reflections on St. Joseph.
Whenever I think of St. Joseph, the very first thing that comes to mind is St. Joseph's role as a father. He chose to be a father to Jesus, even though he was not Christ's natural father. As a father and a stepfather myself, I draw a lot of inspiration from that. I draw inspiration in that he fulfilled all the roles of father, teacher, protector, giving sacrifice, and most importantly, always being there. As a teacher, he taught Christ his trade. Christ himself became a carpenter, which means he was providing for himself for the future, as any father would teach a son. Saint Joseph himself was the provider. He went out of his way to ensure that everyone's needs were met. As a father, I take that very seriously as well. He took the role of protector. When he found out that Herod was after Jesus, he took Mary and Jesus, and he fled all the way to Egypt to protect them, and they stayed in a foreign land until the angel said it was safe to return. He was a man of sacrifice, the type of sacrifice that is a daily giving over and over for his family. I myself make sacrifices, and I think in terms of what sacrifices did he make for his family. He was giving. He was very generous. He always had concern for Mary. We often depict Mary riding on the donkey and Joseph walking. He always put her needs first. But I think also, even though he said almost nothing in the scripture, he was always there.